We're doing the Avat Chesed, and we're up to the second section, the 17th chapter. And the Chafetz Chaim had been focused on discussing the greatness of tzedakah, how great it is when one does charity. And he quoted different sources. He quoted that all great people in Jewish history, in Tanakh, were praised by their capacity to do tzedakah, by their actually doing tzedakah. And the Medrash spoke about Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, all the way through history. And finally the Medrash said, even Hashem is praised as one who does tzedakah. And then the Medrash continued and said, G'dolat tzedakah, how great is charity, shematzelt et ha'adam miderech hamitah. It saves a person from the path of death. Shneimar, the verse says, U'tzedakah tatzil mimavet. Charity saves one from death. The Medrash says, look, the way we act, that's the way we are treated. Adam noten tzedakah ba'olam hazeh, person gives charity in this world, umitkaven aleha sheyichya ani velo yamut. What's his intent? To give life to the poor man. That the guy needs food, you're helping him out. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitkaven al hanotna sheyichya velo yamut. And so God says, ah, you wanted to help him live, I'll help you live. And that's why tzedakah tatzil mimavet. That's why charity saves from death, because God says, you helped him live, I'll help you live. How do we know, says the Medrash, that if someone has the capacity, God blessed him and financially he could do charity, and he does not. Or he could sustain people, and he does not. How do we know that that causes death to come? Shneimar, the verse says, Vaya Naval. The story goes in the prophets, we learned it in Shmuel, that David sent word to Naval and asked him, you're having a party because you're shearing your sheep, so do me a favor, send me some food. I and my men helped your men, now that you're partying, send over some food. So Naval answers and he says, well, what are you talking about? You want me to take from my bread and my water and give it to people who I don't know? What happens? The Navi continues and tells us, "Umiyad ne'enash," and then right away Naval was punished, as the pasuk says, "Vayigof Hashem et Naval vayamot." Naval passed away. A few days later, Naval passed away. So that's the Medrash, the greatness of tzedakah. Even Hashem is praised that he does tzedakah, and tzedakah grants longevity. And the Chafetz Chaim over here has a very interesting footnote. He says, they started this new institution, says the Chafetz Chaim. It's called an old age home. He says there's this new institution they're starting now, that they take old people who can no longer sustain themselves. They all come to one place, and there they take care of them until they live out their life in tranquility. The Chafetz Chaim says, what a great thing, how holy it is. How honorable it is. We're going to explain later that even for simply having a guest, there are great wages in heaven. How much more so in such circumstances where you're actually prolonging a person's life. Here you have old people, they have no way of taking care of themselves, and by having these old age homes, you're extending their lives. Because in cities that do not take care of the old, so what happens is the old people we see in those cities, those that are old and are poor and cannot take care of themselves, they wither and their days are shortened simply for lack of financial means. The Talmud in Sanhedrin tells us that anyone who sustains one person in Israel, it's as though he sustained the whole world. And how much more so in these old age homes, that they're extending the lives of a number of people. How praised are those that are dealing with this to build these old age homes for the old. So that's an interesting footnote. Chafetz Chaim sticks in here.